Man, oh man, I think that's sick. But also, wow. What I want to know is what came first, the thought that we have to remove Skarner from existence, or the thought that we need to establish Ishtal and what exactly, you know, its history and its origins?
Definitely, because I think I with Arcane.
Like, oh, yeah?
I think with Arcane. Hextech? Yeah, with Hextech and Arcane, and they want Arcane to be canon. Now the origin of Hextech doesn't make... Yeah, I think it could still technically have worked, though. Like, it could have still been Skarner people crystals that they're using for Hextech, but I don't know, maybe they didn't want it to be like, because Hextech is kind of going to be foundational for Piltover, so you don't want them to be killing scorpions to do it, but touch of gray, I never minded.
Yeah, I completely agree. A part of me would have preferred that. I think Skarner is a way better character now than he was before, even though like the character he was before was fine, he just wasn't very impactful. Now he's extremely impactful.
Yeah, man, they made him huge. Like this guy, okay. They revealed so much in this that people are not talking about. They revealed a ridiculous amount, and they kind of, okay, here's my prediction, just based on what we've heard so far. One, Ishtal is clearly in isolation right now. No one is exploring Ishtal. Ishtal will not be a part of the world at launch in the Ride MMO. Guaranteed.
Yeah, I very much agree with that, even more so than I already did.
Yeah, it is secluded, and it is going to be secluded at launch. They released this lore. Everything lore now is their the Ride MMO is in mind. And so when they're releasing Skarner absolutely. And saying this, this is all with the Ride MMO in mind, 100%. You agree with that?
Yep. Oh, yeah. And I was going to say, just like every other champion right now and every other character, every other zone, they end with a very clear problem, right?
Yes.
That Skarner is this extremely conflicted character who is willing to destroy his own people to keep these lands safe.
Yep.
And that's obviously a problem that will need to be handled at some point, whether that's Skarner's, you know, worldview changing on just, oh, maybe people aren't so terrible, they're only terrible most of the time, or he's gonna try to destroy all of Ishtal and we have to stop him, right?
Yep.
Something's gonna happen later on with Skarner. This was not a like conclusive story, and nothing in Runeterra so far has been a conclusive story. I think that's great, very much with the MMO in mind. Absolutely. Yep.
Ishtal opening up to the world is going to be the start of the Ishtal expansion, and damn, I thought Ishtal was boring, but I am freaking excited for the Ishtal expansion. Okay, elemental drakes in Ishtal, a bunch of Brackern underground, Skarner sitting under there waiting to just explode to the surface, because who the heck are these randoms in my domain? Who are these people in Ishtal? The fact that he's set up like the cardinal arcology and everything, and that he's just a myth except for the elite Yuntal who know of him, and the fact that he says at the end that he would be willing to destroy Ishtal to save Ishtal, like if he has to take it down to just a small tribe again, he'll do it.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I mean, I love it.
We're going to fight this guy.
I think it's... we're going to fight him. Hell yeah.
Nope.
Oh my God. And also, one thing that I love in like any fictional setting, any fantasy setting, I love scale. I love giant beings. All right. I love Aurelion's soul in that cinematic. His big reveal trailer for League of Legends. I think it's amazing. And Skarner is giving me that very same vibe, except instead of him living, you know, above us, he's living below us, which is somehow even more terrifying.
Yeah, somehow it's even scarier.
Yeah, and it's like, how do we fight that? And I mean, like, clearly, I think at some point he's going to boil over, and we're going to have to do something about it in maybe an MMORPG, who knows? And just, man, oh man, I want to see a raid where we are like on this guy's back fighting something, like while riding him, and you're like, so, just crazy stuff like that. I want them to play with the scale of this character, because there's so much potential for a big climactic battle with this guy in the MMO.
Yeah.
Oh man,
just don't put him on like the seed of the Brackern, and it's like somehow they shrink in size, you know? Don't do that,
dear God. Please don't.
Keep him at scale.
Yeah, like I see how that scale could definitely be a challenge, right? For any like developer, engineer, anyone working on the MMO, if they're bringing Skarner to the MMO as a big threat, that's going to be a challenge for the team. And I hope that they take it on. I really hope that they do this art that we're seeing of Skarner, this new art. I hope they do that justice, man. Because he's so cool. And seeing that in real time in an actual open world game, oh man, sign me up. I like new Skarner.
Let's talk about the image real quick, okay? Let's talk about
this art.
Okay, what are you actually seeing in this image? I want you to describe to me like what you're actually looking at. What you think you're looking at. Do you have it pulled up?
All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, let me see if I can make it bigger. That's the question. Because right now I'm looking at it on the on the League of Legends page where it's kind of cropped off a little bit.
Oh, here. Yeah. I have it downloaded. I'll send it to you. Yeah. But yeah, you can talk about what you see now there already.
Oh, already. I mean, I'm seeing Skarner clearly looks like, given like the angle of the camera and everything, it looks like he's the size of a freaking mountain. Given the background where you can see there we go. Now I see the full image. Oh my God.
Look at those birds.
Okay, yeah, you know what? That made him look even bigger now. Actually, he's freaking massive. So his claw is digging into an entire freaking forest. Trees are just flying everywhere from smallest movement. Hmm?
The river.
Oh, is that a river? Dude, I thought that was a path. That's a whole river.
That's a river, and it's literally the size of some like armband that he's wearing.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I just noticed that too, by the way. The full image, he's wearing an armband. Okay. I like a little bit of culture in there. Yep. Very cool. Oh my God, dude. And then you see the city of Ishtal behind him, and it looks puny. It looks like nothing compared to him. Oh my God, he's massive. He's easily like mountain size, if not way bigger, actually.
I think he's literally bursting out of the mountain right here. Like he's not facing Ishtal Kahn, which that's the city behind him. Like the main city of Ishtal is Ishtal Kahn. That's the city behind him, and he's not facing it. He's facing, like, he's bursting out of this mountain and facing away from it. And then all this rubble is like clearly getting brushed off of him. If you look up like where his
I was wondering what that's about.
That
looks
like
white.
I think it's like dirt and debris from this colossal thing just coming out of the ground. And
I was wondering if that was clouds straight up.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's
clouds.
Yeah,
it could just be debris.
I think that's debris. I think that's dirt and dust.
Man, oh man.
And I think this is what's going to greet you. Like, we're going to be walking into Ishtal all excited, and he's just going to pop out and be like, what are you guys doing here? You know, I heard the thrumming of you guys coming a mile away.
Yeah, and the thing is, I love how you bring that up, really, like, brings out the point that, yeah, he does not want Ishtal's borders opening up. And obviously, if we're going to go to Ishtal, we're not going to be starting out in Ishtal. We're not all going to be Ishtalians. So they're probably going to open the borders to us at some point, or we're going to make our way through the jungle somehow, which would naturally anger Skarner. And that lines up way too perfectly. It'll create just us going to Ishtal will create a problem in Skarner.
What do you think of the new Ishtal? 100% he's going to be a problem for us. We're going to have to face him when we go to Ishtal. We're going to deal with him. Whether he ends up on our side in the end or not is going to be important. But then what do you think about like Ishtal now after it's changed? Like, he's a significant change in Ishtal.
Very significant. I think even just the council alone, consulting a giant, like, monstrous beast under the city, that alone, regardless of Skarner's whole thing, that alone makes Ishtal way cooler to me.
Yeah.
There's this secret legendary creature living under the city that nobody knows about except for this high council. That's so cool. Oh, I love that.
What he feels
more
like.
Interesting now.
He feels like that person, you know, that player that you hate when he's not on your team, but you love when he's on your team. Like, you as an Ishtali, I would love Skarner. Like, wow, you know, like someone can mess with us and a giant scorpion's going to burst out of the ground. That's awesome. Like, let the void even try. And even he has voice lines. You know, Belveth is literally like the consummation of an entire devoured city into the void. she is like a bunch of people combined as like void screaming, dying, and they all combine to make her. He literally tells her, he's like, you will not be able, I will not allow you to consume my people, Belveth. Starve. Because that's the only way to defeat the void is to starve it.
Is to starve them out.
Yeah.
Oh, so he my knows, God, that's like, so cool.
Yeah, isn't it? Like, if you're Ishtali, you're like, damn, I got my boy underground.
Yeah. Oh my God. God damn, dude. Yeah. As an Ishtalian, right? It's so conflicting because it's like, yeah, like who knows if he really wants what's best for Ishtal or if he's just really stuck in his ways, you know? It's really a little bit of both, to a point where he cares more about his own philosophies about the world more than Ishtal itself, and that alone is concerning as an Ishtalian. But at the same time, dude loves Ishtal.
Yep.
And you're an Ishtalian, so like for the most part,
on your side.
He's awesome. Yeah. He's so scary, dude. I love it.
I'll say this.
Honestly, the more we're talking about it, the more I'm like, Skarner's
right.
The man. Skarner's
he's
great.
Freaking the bro. I'm
very,
telling you, I'm excited.
Great,
I'm.
Right.
I thought Ishtal was my lowest zone. I ranked it as my lowest, my bottom tier. I didn't care about Ishtal. It was like whatever. I mean, what can you put any zone above Ishtal? Old Ishtal before without Skarner. Take out Skarner. What zone would you put below Ishtal?
Man. I think the only thing I could think of would be Shadima, but Shadima has way more going on in terms of its history. With old Ishtal. Because, Shadima has the sinking stun disk. That's already enough.
That just got raised by Azir, and Zedath is running around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Even like, dude, I love Azir. Azir's a very cool character. And he clearly is like one of the most attention given characters in Runeterra.
Yep.
So, yeah, dude, that's already enough reason to put it above Ishtal. And yeah, at that point, you're right. Ishtal would go at the bottom for me.
Yeah, I would say that Shadima is the only one that would come close. Shadima needs a little something else, for sure, because I like the political drama, but whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I just think Shadima needs more, like, more recency. It needs more, like, current champions doing stuff in Shadima. And I feel like there's not anything crazy going on in terms of that right now. But like I said, it's
specific
still Azir and Sun Disc.
Like the Sun Disc, even that stems from Targon and Aurelian Soul. So I feel like it's not Shadima. Like Shadima needs its own thing.
That's
you
a
know?
Good point. Especially when you look at other zones where they're pretty self-established. Like especially when you're looking at like Demacia and Noxus, those two kingdoms. They're pretty self-established based on their own belief system. Where Shadima just kind of pulls from everywhere else.
Yeah, it's got cool places. Like the land itself has a lot of cool places. Like I always thought the Valley of Song in Shadima was very interesting.
That's like sick.
Yeah, it's a remote pass that takes its name from the disoriented whistling that results when the wind blows through its hollow rock structures, and many travelers find themselves at like the mercy of marauders there, because marauders tend to prowl that area. It's a cool spot, and there's a lot of places like that in Shadima. But I feel like the lore stems from outside of Shadima. And that's why I put Shadima as one above Ishtal what it used to be. I mean, Shadima's last now, so.
Yeah, seriously, it's insane how much this did for Ishtal. It's one of those things where it's like when you first hear it, it's like, okay, they added the origin story for Ishtal now. They like we got some new details, that's great. But then the more you think about it, the more like, oh my God, dude, they set up Ishtal. Like,
yeah.
Wow.
It went up to near the top. I mean, it's near the top for me now.
Really? I still think it needs like just, I mean, honestly, like what it, right now it's quality over quantity, right? I feel like there's still not a lot of quantity in Ishtal.
Yeah, there's not a lot
there's
of lore.
Quality
there's
there
not a
now.
Lot, but yeah. Like,
yeah,
man,
I think it's the only thing holding it back now is that it just needs more. Because what's there now is so good. Oh, man, dude, please bug civilization underneath the earth. Yes.
I want it to be huge. That should be an expansion in and of itself. All by itself is that exploring that deep underground world.
Yeah, that's part of the Ishtal saga, right?
Yeah.
That is one of the expansions within the Ishtal saga is the bug people underground. I also think it's very interesting. It feels kind of like by the end of it, you forget that, like, oh, yeah, like, Skarner, his relationship with the this, like, you know, giant freaking scorpion civilization underground is really not in a good place. Like, it's not in a bad place, but I imagine, you know, they're not as, like, loving of Ishtal as Skarner is.
No, they don't. So they didn't trust them. That's important. Yeah. His mother did not trust them. And we do not know their mindset right now. Like, if they're attacking, if they attack Ishtal right now, the only one that could protect them is Skarner.
Yeah, and he's just one of them. Like,
yeah,
a whole stinking clan of him. So that's really cool to think about, that Skarner is now not only focused on, you know, his relationship with Ishtal and the rest of the world, but also his relationship with his clan, which can be explored very much. We got a Ratatouille situation. Skarner is Remy, and his clan is the rats.
100%.
And Ishtal is the five-star restaurant in France.
Oh, man.
That's great. That's an awesome setup.
What was that restaurant called? Was it called Gusto's. Ratatouille? Gusto's, yeah. That's a great one.
Dude, that's literally what's happening right now, and I'm so for it. I think that's fantastic. Dude, yeah, okay, we got problems on multiple fronts in Ishtal now. I love it.
Yeah, I'm excited. I want to see more Ishtal. I like the dragons in Ishtal. I like the magic, the elemental magic in Ishtal. The Axiomara, all of this with Skarner now, it's freaking amazing.